my first question is, we used to bemoan the fact the average age of farmers was constantly creeping up, with none of their progeny wishing to take on the challenges of keeping the family farm going. What are your thoughts?
The last number of years, farming has become a little more profitable, so it is getting better than what it was.
What's your opinion on all the latest technology that we can use to grow vegetables?
We have two parts of our business, a cropping end of the business where we grow grains and oil seeds. In the fruit and vegetable end of it that we grow, there's been a bit of advancement with technology for me for fertilizing. I do use a GPS to help me not overlap my fertilizer. However, everything else is still a lot of manual labor. Our goals are always to have really good quality and flavorful fruit and vegetables for sale at our farm or at our locations that we sell at. We do use a bit of technology to help us advance some of these crops. We use plastic mulches to help us warm up the soil quicker and reduce weeds and allow the plants to grow more vigorously. We use a row cover with a big blanket, which we put over the fields to help us advance the crop earlier in the season so we can gain anywhere from 7 to 10 days. And we use drip irrigation too to help reduce water amounts. And the last thing I would say we're using too is also keeping up with new varieties to help us extend the season as well. Like we have two types of strawberries we grow, for example, traditional June bearing strawberries, four or five different varieties that ripen at different times during the early part of the summer. And then past that, we grow what are called day neutrals or everbearing strawberries, which are planted in the black plastic. And that allows us to have strawberries all through August and September.
Do we have any issues locally with finding enough pickers when the fruit's ready?
Our farm also relies on temporary foreign workers to help us get the crop into the ground and harvest the crop. We use Jamaican workers, hire them, provide housing to them and pay them fair wages, and are regulated by government bodies to make sure that we're doing everything properly. We need these men to help us do this business at the scale that we're able to do it at. We do hire local sales staff to man our locations to sell our fruits and vegetables at, but we need the picking staff and the farming staff, we'll call it. If we didn't have those guys, we wouldn't be able to hire as many local sales staff. So we can hire close to 20 local sales staff for our things because of these men we hired to help us with the other activities.
What do you like best about farm life that would cause you to recommend it to your peers?
That's a good question. There's days like everything, like every business, there's days waking up in the morning and seeing that sunlight and the sun rising and going outside and seeing your crops growing out in the field and harvesting your fruit and eating it right out of the field and as fresh as it can get is one of the most amazing and gratifying feelings I think there is. It is a great business. We appreciate and thank all our customers out there that support us every year with growing our fruits and vegetables, and they're purchasing them from us. And we're up and down the valley, all the way from Deep River, Berry's Bay, down to our little farm here in Lochwinnow. If we didn't have customers, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing with the fruits and vegetables. It's a team approach. We have to do our part and have our workers help us. We have our sales staff help us, and then we need the customers to purchase our products. So we appreciate and thank them for all their patronage over the years.
Well, this has been an excellent interview off the top of your head, and I thank you very much.